I'm Kristen. Welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Today we'll be looking at the readings for the fifth Sunday of Lent, April 3rd, 2022. And we'll actually be looking at the readings from Cycle A. So the gospel is Lazarus, the miracle of Lazarus. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, as we draw ever closer to Easter, please be at work in and through our lives, in and through our prayer, in and through our thoughts, in and through everything around us, Lord, to get our attention and to help us prepare well for Easter. Speak to us, particularly through these readings, Lord. Allow them to increase our hope in you, increase our trust in you, increase our confidence in your love for us and in your power to do good things for us. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Sometimes when I read scripture, I read it kind of like how I read any other story, right? As if it's about someone else somewhere else. And, you know, God wants to show me something through it. So I'm open to that, but I'm reading a story about someone else. But sometimes I do something that St. Ignatius of Loyola used to really enjoy doing. And that was praying that the Holy Spirit would help guide his imagination as he put himself into the story, right? And he places himself in as one of the characters in the story and allows the Holy Spirit to kind of guide him through what would it have been like to be in that story and not just someone outside of it reading it. So that's what I've done for this week. And I've asked the Holy Spirit to help me to put myself into the place of Martha in the story, the gospel story for this Sunday. And this is what it was like for me. My brother Lazarus is very sick, and he just took a turn for the worse. I know that we need to send for Jesus. Jesus is my friend. He's my real friend. He knows me, and he cares about me, and he knows my brother Lazarus and my sister Mary, and he cares about them too. I know he can help us. He's powerful. I've seen him heal people. I know he walked on water. If anyone can help my brother, it's Jesus. He will heal Lazarus, and he will prevent him from dying. And everything will be okay. I send my messengers and I let my heart hope in Jesus. But after a few days, my messengers come back and Jesus is not with them. Why wouldn't he come to be with us? Why wouldn't our friend come? He helps so many other people, even strangers. Why wouldn't he come when we need him the most? Lazarus is getting sicker and sicker, and it's clear that without a miracle, he will not survive. Mary and I sit at his side and we pray with him and we sing to him and we're there holding his hand as he takes his last breath. We are in shock. This was not supposed to happen. Why didn't Jesus come? Where is our friend when we need him? People from all over town come to mourn with us. They join us in our sadness as we bury our brother. And as the men roll the stone in front of the tomb, everything feels so final. It's over. Once the stone is in place, there's no more hope. Lazarus is gone and he is buried. And now Mary and I have to figure out what life looks like without him. I feel like I'm stuck in a sea of emotions. I'm so sad that my brother is gone. I'm so confused that Jesus didn't come. I feel abandoned and left behind and alone. My eyes are puffy and sore because I've been crying so much. My whole body feels heavy, and my heart feels heaviest of all. I feel hopeless. Even though I'm still alive, it feels like my life has been taken out of me. And then my servants tell me that he's coming, that Jesus is on the path. I go out to meet him at the gate, and I'm so glad to see him, but I'm angry too. Where were you 4 days ago? Why did you wait to come? You know we needed you. I tell him that I know he could have done something to heal Lazarus. I truly believe that. He could have done something. And I want to believe that even now he could do something still. My sister Mary comes out, and just like me, she tells Jesus, "We know that he would not have died if you had been here." We are crying. We are sobbing. We are weeping. My body is shaking with so much sadness. And Jesus' eyes fill with tears. I've never seen him cry before. He who commands the waves and casts out demons and heals the sick with so much authority, he's standing in our yard and he's crying with us, sobbing, weeping, shaking with sadness, just like me. Jesus is standing with us in our yard and standing with us in our sadness and our suffering. He's grieving with us. Jesus is with us. He walks over to the tomb of my brother and he commands the men standing there to roll the stone away, to open up the tomb. And everyone is shocked and appalled that he would even ask for such a thing. I don't want to be disappointed again. I don't have the energy to hope for something wonderful or miraculous anymore. I tell Jesus that I believe that he could still do something, but now I'm not so sure. I call to him, Lord, there will be a stench. Lazarus's body is already starting to break down. He's been in that tomb for 4 days. It's too late. He's already gone. But Jesus commands the men to open the tomb, and they do. Jesus prays, and then he calls into the tomb, Lazarus, come out. My heart is beating so loudly in my chest that it feels like it's going to jump right out. My puffy eyes stare at the open tomb and Jesus standing in front of it. Nothing happens. And my heart begins to sink even deeper than before. Another disappointment. Why did I hope? Why was I so silly to believe that anything could be done? My face sinks. And my tears start to flow again. And then I hear someone gasp, and then another gasp. And I look up, and there in the entrance of the tomb is Lazarus, wrapped in burial cloths, standing in the doorway. Lazarus, my brother, who I love so much, who was dead and gone, and who has been in the tomb for 4 whole days. I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I cannot believe what I'm seeing. It's even more wonderful and even more miraculous than anything I could have dared to hope or ask for. I had asked Jesus to come quickly so that Lazarus wouldn't die. But instead, Jesus came late and restored the life that was already gone. Jesus, who stood with us in the yard and stood with us in our sadness, now stood with us in front of the tomb, offering us new life. Why did I ever doubt him? Why did I doubt his power or his love for us? If I really believed he was the Messiah, why wouldn't I trust that his ways are good, even when I don't understand them? Lazarus is alive again, and a new part of my own heart seems to come to life too, a part that would never again give up on hope, a part of me that would never again doubt Jesus's goodness or his power, no matter what the circumstances might be. And maybe that's why Jesus came late instead of early. Maybe that's why Jesus breathed new life into Lazarus instead of just saving the old life that he had. The words of the prophet Ezekiel have come true today, right here in my own yard for my own brother. Words that were written 600 years ago are now fulfilled right in front of my eyes. Ezekiel said, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them. I will put my spirit in you that you may live. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised and I will do it, says the Lord. Let's pray. Jesus, you stood with Mary and Martha in their sadness and suffering, and you worked a miracle that they didn't even dare to hope or ask for. Jesus, stand with us in our suffering and our sadness and work your miracles, Lord. Work them in situations where we don't even dare to hope, where we think it's too late. Breathe your spirit into our hearts that we might live in hope. Help us to trust in you even when you don't answer our prayers in the way that you want. Help us to know always that you are good and you are God and you are at work in every situation. You have promised it and you will do it, Jesus. Help us to believe and trust in you. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Enkindle. You can access show notes and links to subscribe to this podcast at numinous.fm/enkindle. Be sure to visit ablazefamily.org to access all kinds of resources and tools to help each member of your family grow in their own relationship with the Lord. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to send us an email at info@ablazefamily.org or visit us on Facebook at Ablaze Family Ministries.